democracy also is this guy. From Kali Yuga.
The 11th canto?
And 12th canto. तस्मात् खुद्ध दिशुमात्या खुद्ध भाग्या महासना कामिनो वित्तहीनाश्च स्वैरिन्नश्च स्त्रियो असति. Gradually, people will become dwarfs, will die very soon, mostly unfortunate, eating too much and very much sexually agitated, no money and independent, and the women are unchaste. You see, everything is changed. राजानस्त्र प्रजाभक्षा शिष्णुधरो पराविजा दुष्कृष्ट जनपदा बीरा पाठन निवेश the cities will be full of rogues and thieves. You see? Anyway. And Calcutta, it was dangerous to go out. You do not know whether he will come back. People are so afraid. He is going to work in the office. It will be God's grace. He will return. In such a situation. And you are sitting at that time. I was dressed in our branch member. Sitting in the morning, afternoon. Oh, that gentleman is sick. He was a very important businessman. He went to the temple, Marwari, and on his coming back, he was killed from the left side. Like, still so, but it is little difference. About so-called saintly person there, Tapasvina Gramavasa, the so-called yogi, they live in the town. Actually, the yogis have no business in the town. They should go to a secluded place. But they live in that or the other. They live in Paris city and the yogi.
This is all from Scott
Canto? Yes. What all? I have the answer. Yes, tapasina gramavasa, nasina uttar thalthulu, and the sannyasi, they are too much greedy about money. Vishwataya mahahara bhujaputta bhutirhiya sasrat kutu sasrat kutukavasinastya chudmaya shasara pratinta khanti nidhavam vrityā api afilottam. The natural tendency will be to give a divorce husband, especially when he has no sufficient money. The wife will divorce. Or the husband has no sex power. The wife. The divorce case takes place in two. When the sex indulgence is not very good, and when the husband has no money. ତିଆରି ବାସ ଅନ୍ନ ପାନ ଶୟନ ବ୍ୟବୟା ସ୍ନାନ ଭୂଷଣ ହିନା ପିଶାଚ ସଂଦର୍ଶା ଭବିଷ୍ୟନ୍ତି କଲୁ ପ୍ରିୟା କଲିଯୁଗ ହାଭିଙ୍ଗ ନୋ ରେସିଡେନ୍ସ ବାସ I was surprised when I saw in the beginning that they are lying down on the street in the bowl. They have no place. They pay $1 and the lions, what is that?
Salvation Army?
No. The lions.
Lions Club?
Lions Range or something. They give shelter at night, they pay $1. And lie down, and morning is there. There, I have seen many signboards in Bali Street.
They call them slop houses.
Anyway, so, basa anna, food. Basa anna, basa means residence, anna means food, pana means drinking, milk or whatever. If you require something drinking, and shayana, sleeping or lying down on bed. Vasa, anna, pana, shayana, and babaya, sex. Sex also required. Babaya, snana. I've seen in New York, there's no, in Hambar, there's no place for taking bath. You have to go elsewhere. Sometimes some friends come to take bath. Our students, they're coming to take bath in my bathroom. It's snana. This need. Find these things you need. Basa, anna, pana, sayana, babaya, snana, bhushana and dress, hina, being devoid of all these things, pishasa sandarsha, bhavishanti, they will be just like, what is called? Are changed. Repeat. They are exactly this. They have no place to sleep, no nothing of the sort. And looking like bring this here. Pishasa. Pishasa, what is the news?
Ghost?
Ghost, yes. Ghost, yes. Ghost like. Ina Pishasa Sandara Bhavishanti Kalu Praja. In the Kali Yuga, the Praja, people in general. Devoid of residence and proper food, then proper drinking, resting place, or sex, or bathing and dress, they look like ghosts. Then, kalo kapi nike. অপি আছে বুদ্ধিজ চক্ষুষৌধিরা চক্ষন্তি চ প্রিয়ান প্রাণার অন্নিষ্যতি সকান And the Kali-yuga, for a scent, for the matter of taking a scent only, he'll give up his friendship with others. And in his own man, family man, relative, he'll kill him to take that 2 cents or 5 cents. Narakshu shanti manuja sthavirau pithurāvati.
Yes, sir. Many gestures.
Yes, sir. Even they'll not give protection. Old parents.
Old parents?
Old parents. Right. Hare Krishna. Gaya.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Pondicherry.
Yes. Arvind's place.
Yes, and she was studying with Monsieur Lacombe, this gentleman who came yesterday. She's very much studying Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya.
That's not pleasant.
And we like to invite also Monsieur Mitrati. He's a composer of music, but he also wrote books on the life after death and many different things. So he was interested to come out, so they all came together.
So they were all nice gentlemen and ladies.
And very interesting too was that the first question, one of the first questions that the Bhagavata asked me was, do you believe in love of God and that God is a person? Because some people say that God is not a person, and we say God is a person.
You can translate it first so that they can understand.
At least Christians cannot believe in impersonal God. Christians, they cannot say the God is impersonal. Because Christ is Son of God, so the Son is person, how the Father can be imperson. And in the Bible it is said, there was Word in the beginning. That is God's Word. So if one has a Word, then he is a person. Word comes from the tongue and mouth. As soon as there is word, background is tongue and mouth. And then the Christians pray in the church, oh God, give us our daily bread. So God has got ear, so that he will hear and supply.
Right. On parle des paroles de Dieu. Pourquoi prononcer des paroles, soit avoir une langue, soit avoir une bouche. En fait, on a en parole de dire langue et bouche. Donc, Dieu possède ses intentions en nous. Il est très assis en disant, Dieu, donnez-nous notre Père de soutien dans cette prière.
But his personality, his word, his hearing, they're all transcendental, non material.
Ce qui est bien, c'est que même si l'homme c'est la faculté d'entendre, c'est qu'il entend notre prière. C'est pas que c'est d'entendre, c'est pas que c'est de parler, sont spirituels, transcendent la matière, n'ont rien de matériel.
J'aimerais pas que ce que nous allons dire soit pas trop utilisé. Hein.
Non.
Oui, certainement, au sens où vous le dites, Dieu est une personne et nous avons des relations personnelles avec Dieu, ça ne fait pas de problème.
Donc, il s'est agréé en histoire. Dans ce cas, God is, we are a personal.
Yes. God is person. Brahmati, Paramatmati, Bhagavaniti, Sadhat. Absolute truth is realized from three angles of vision. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan.
Oui, en effet. Dieu peut être réalisé sous trois aspects. Brahman, le Paramatma et Bhagavan.
Bhagavan is person. And Paramatma, all pervading, localized. And Brahma, impersonal.
Et Bhagavan est Dieu, la personne. Le Paramatma est l'aspect de Dieu qui est localisé dans le temps, en chaque être, dans le cœur de chaque être. Le Brahma est l'aspect impersonnel de Dieu.
Just like the sun shine is impersonal, the sun glow localized, and the sun god personal.
You say that it's accepting some of the things you are saying, but it doesn't seem that it's obliged to accept everything.
Yes. Everything is emanation from God. That is our Vedanta Sutra. Janmarja Sujata. Whatever things are there, in Bible also there, everything comes from Him, that is made. Yesterday we are reading, yeah? So, whatever is created, that is made out of God. And the basic intention is Sarvam Khalu Idam Brahma. Everything is Brahma. The Supreme Brahma. So the impersonal feature is an expansion of God in it.
Donc cet aspect impersonnel est une émanation de l'énergie de Dieu.
Just like the sun sign is expansion of the energy of sun.
Tout comme le rayon du soleil, c'est une émanation de l'énergie du soleil.
So the sun sign is resting on the bodily rays of the sun god.
Et ce rayon du soleil retombe donc sur
therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Brahmana Aham Pratishtha. The resting place of the impersonal Brahma is God, Krishna. Find out this verse, Brahmana Aham Pratishtha.
Brahmanoham pratisthaham amrityasyagayasya shashvatasya chidparamasya suktisaikantikasya. On the basis of the impersonal Brahman, which is the constitutional position of ultimate happiness, and which is immortal, imperishable, and eternal. The constitution of Brahman.
Oh, you have to explain.
Depuis le monde de la
création, c'était la protection. Well, that's it. He, one by one line, the dancers and his feet.
Okay, I offer my obeisances on the Lord Shri Krishna. The son of
Vasudeva,
who is the supreme, all-pervading personality of Godhead. I meditate upon him, the transcendent reality, who is the primeval cause of all causes, from whom all manifested universes arise, in whom they dwell, and by whom they are destroyed. I meditate upon that eternally impulsive Lord, who is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations, and yet is beyond them. It is he only who first imparted the Vedic knowledge into the heart of God.
This is Vedic knowledge.
C'est lui seul qui le premier donna la connaissance védique et la communiqua dans le cœur de Brahma.
Who is the first created living being?
Brahma est le premier des êtres créés.
He read another verse. Aham adihi devanam mahasnanam cha. Aham adihi devanam. Never mind. Don't bother. That's not it.
Oh, it's from the Bhagavad Gita.
Aham adihi devanam. And the Bible, it is said, there was war. That is very good.
Aham adihi devanam maharsinam jasarakaha. He is a host of demigods. For the sages know my origin. For in every respect, I am the source of the demigods and the sages.
You said also in the Bible it said there is the word.
That word, sound, is Vedas. So before creation, Vedas were there. So you cannot find out the history of Veda. You find out the history where the creation began, then before that Vedas were.
Mais moi j'aimerais dire quelque chose. C'est certain que nous avons bien du pain commun avec votre recherche dans un effet de connaissance de Dieu, mais je crois qu'on aurait tort d'assimiler la Bible aux écrits védiques et dire que c'est la même chose partout.
He said that he finds many things agreeable in this Vedic tradition, but he says he thinks it might be a mistake to say that the Bible is exactly the same thing as the Vedas. He says there are still distinctions.
Then it is to be considered which is perfect. The later edition or the original.
S'il existe des distinctions entre les deux, alors la question devient, lequel parmi les deux faut-il accepter, celui qui vient plus récemment ou celui qui était plus ancien?
De source, il est également ancien.
Oui, mais nous pensons que Dieu s'est révélé progressivement et est venu en plénitude à un certain moment du temps. C'est la grande différence en effet avec l'hindouisme où tout est donné à l'origine. They are saying that according to their understanding, God revealed himself little by little and at a certain moment he revealed himself in his totality. But in the Vedic literature, there is said that the whole knowledge was given at the beginning, everything together.
Nous respectons beaucoup la recherche que vous menez, mais je plaide pour qu'on ne confonde pas une recherche chrétienne avec la vôtre. C'est deux choses différentes.
C'est that it's very much respecting. your church, but that is asking that you should not take that these two research in Christianism and the Vedas, the scriptures, are the same. They are two different things.
Par exemple, une lecture attentive du prologue de l'évangile de Saint Jean que le maître a utilisé hier montrerait déjà des différences. Il a utilisé le premier verset en lisant l'anglais.
You said, for example, the verse you read yesterday, that was similar to what is taught in the Vedas. But if we take the rest of that chapter from the Bible, we find some discrepancies, differences.
What is that?
That was one. Pouvez citer certaines.
Par exemple, la révélation du Christ qui a parlé, qui a été la lumière, qui a été la parole, qui le Verbe qui s'est fait chair,
la parole
et l'incarnation.
For example, in that chapter, it also says that the Word of God became flesh, and that flesh was the Son of God, Lord Jesus Christ.
But that means Jesus Christ is transcendental, not of this material world.
La signification donc c'est que le Seigneur Jésus est transcendantal, qui n'est pas fait de ce monde matériel. They accept, they think that Lord Jesus, however, was a human being. He was spiritual, but also that he was part of this material world.
No, material part is part of Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ is not part of material.
No, but plutôt.
You said that they
have a human body, that material body.
That human body appears like that, but he has no this material flesh and blood.
Jésus est en effet apparu sous une forme humaine, mais il n'avait pas un corps matériel comme les humains ordinaires, il n'avait pas ce corps de sang et de chair matériel.
Oui, c'est la grande différence avec la conception des avatars. Les avatars ne sont pas faits de matière.
The material body, how that can be resurrected?
If it was a material body, how is it possible for him to be resurrected?
Ah, donc on a posé, s'il y avait un corps matériel, comment est-il possible qu'il ressuscite?
Is that all
right?
These rascals, they thought that Jesus had a material body, let us kill him.
Les gens qui vivaient à cette époque, les gredins, ont pensé que Jésus-Christ avait un corps matériel, un tuons-le.
So, Jesus Christ will love them more to remain rascal that they will continue to think that Jesus has a material body.
Yeah, he bewildered them more by saying, alright, go on thinking like that.
That is their punishment. They remain always in darkness that Jesus had a material body.
That was
their punishment. Alors, laissant croire qu'en effet, il a un corps matériel. Si bien que, comme punition, tous ces gens qui ont tué toi, tous ceux qui ont un corps matériel, sont restés dans les ténèbres.
Nous respectons beaucoup l'interprétation du maître, mais ce n'est certainement pas la nôtre. Et il me semble que la vision chrétienne et la foi chrétienne est plus riche, si je peux me permettre de dire que c'est plus riche. En ce sens que Dieu a partagé vraiment l'âme des hommes. Il n'a pas fait semblant d'avoir un corps matériel alors qu'il n'aurait eu qu'un corps spirituel. Il a pris vraiment un corps matériel et il est né de la Vierge Marie et il est vraiment un homme comme nous. Et dans sa résurrection, il est passé à une autre vie. Il y a un partage, si vous voulez. Saint Paul, en essayant d'expliquer ça, compare avec la plante, hein. Autre est la graine et autre est la vie qui viendra un jour, vous voyez. C'est deux vies différentes avec un partage mystérieux, bien sûr.
So you think that you respect your explanation, but that the Christians, they have another explanation, and that...
But we must come to the reason before giving explanation. You cannot explain Hinduism. You cannot explain Hinduism. He, Jesus Christ, is Son of God. He has, that means he has got spiritual birth.
Ce n'est pas une question d'interprétation ni de l'un côté ni de l'autre côté. C'est une question de compréhension de la mission du Seigneur Jésus. Si on accepte que le Seigneur Jésus est le Fils de Dieu, donc il faut accepter aussi qu'il a une croix de Dieu.
You say,
yes,
we accept
the Father's Son, but then another thing is, you accept Jesus Christ the only Son of God, is it not? So, when you pray in the church, you address God, O Father. Then why only Son?
We say that the Son is
Son. Everyone is Son?
Yes, we say that this is the same God.
If I address God, my Father, then I am a Son. So why there should be only Son?
And also, toi,
these sons' body and Jesus' body cannot be equal.
Et donc, cela montre donc que les corps de ces fils que vous avez été d'adoption et ceux de Jésus-Christ qui n'est pas par adoption ne sont pas semblables.
So, adopted son has got material body, not the real son.
Donc, c'est le fils adopté qui a le corps matériel, mais pas le fils.
Il n'a plus notre corps.
Je ne me laisse pas. Si je peux, je crois que j'ai compris votre explication. Their idea is that, yes, of course, Lord Jesus, being the Son of God, his body is spiritual. But because he wanted to take part in the life of the human beings on earth, he actually accepted a material body just to live among men.
Why he should accept?
But we have the gospel who says that he was died, that he was suffering, and things which show that...
But then you think that he has died, but he deserved it.
But the gospel says that he has died.
That's all right.
We accept the totality of the world
as
you
accept the whole world. That means, that is, similar death. Janma karma me divvam. Just like Christ takes birth from the womb of Mary. It appears like that, but actually it is not.
Just comme Mary, qui est restée vierge. C'était une naissance qui semblait être une naissance ordinaire, mais on sait parfaitement bien que c'était une naissance complètement extraordinaire.
Miraculeuse.
Mais donc, quand on parle de la mort de Jésus, ce n'est pas une mort ordinaire comme les autres prédicateurs.
Non,
c'est
plus dingue, Brandon, que la mort de Christ
est une
vraie
mort. Il a pris notre vie et notre mort.
They say that the central point of their philosophy is that Lord Jesus actually died.
Mais nous ne cherchons pas à convaincre. Hein? Nous ne nous laissons pas convaincre, mais nous ne cherchons pas à convaincre.
According to Vedic conception, even ordinary living being, he does not die. Na hanate hanamani sarire. You understand Sanskrit? Na hannate does not die. Hannamane sarire, apparently the body being dead, the soul is never dead.
Selon la conception du Veda, en fait, n'importe quel être, même un être ordinaire ne meurt pas. C'est simplement le corps meurt. Mais l'être lui-même, l'âme ne meurt pas, l'âme est éternelle.
Nous respectons la position des Védas, là, sur ce point-là. Mais, ce que je devais dire, c'est ce que je disais en commençant, il faut respecter les différences. Si nous voulons dialoguer, il faut que chacun accepte que l'autre ait une position différente. Et c'est pour ça que nous avons insisté pour montrer que notre foi n'était pas, ne coïncidait pas avec votre sagesse.
So, so explain that one. When the biggest pastor, the full pastor, described is that in order for there to be a dialogue, we have to respect each other's position, not that we will try to convert the other. It's just as we respect you have an absolute faith in the Vedic philosophy, so also there must be respect that the Christian interpretation of the life of the Lord Jesus and his death.
Oh, I think I have better respect than him to Jesus Christ. I say he does not die, he says he dies. So far as respect is concerned, I have more respect than them. They want to see the first man dead. I don't know.
Excuse me, perhaps at this time we should introduce Madame Philippe Vichy. Madame Vichy.
So, we'd like to introduce Mrs. Baby, who came here also to meet you. She's a very wonderful lady. She's a writing a dictionary of mysticism, and she needs the whole structure on Western religion, and now she wants to do the following part on the Eastern religions. So we would like very much to talk in this book about ourselves, about the movement of Vaikuntha, which is a big part of the Oriental religion.
Recently there was a historical excavation that Jesus Christ did not die, and he, after crucifixion, he was taken to Kashmir.
Kashmir?
Yes.
Hmm. Dès que c'était une découverte archéologique récemment, que après la crucifixion, le Seigneur Jésus n'était pas mort, mais il était allé après la crucifixion à Kashmir. Kashmir.
Where is this? In a newspaper?
Yes, in paper.
C'était un article dans le journal.
Oh, oui.
Wow.
We are not on the historical level. We try to speak of mystical theories. This is exactly the subject that we need. We cannot discuss the history because everybody has his own documentation.
Sorry, I was very much pleased. Because I was very sorry that Jesus Christ was crucified. But when I had this historical discovery, I was very satisfied.
Contente quand il avait appris que le Seigneur Jésus n'est pas mort sur le sang.
But one thing is that here, at least in London, I have seen there are so many churches left.
C'est vrai poser une question alors tout le temps. Qui nous permettra de nous rejoindre davantage. J'aimerais que le maître même vous expliquer comment vous cherchez à connaître Dieu. Hier, il a expliqué, et j'aime beaucoup, qu'il était, que la vie nous était donnée pour connaître Dieu. Alors, je suis absolument d'accord. Et je pourrais vous dire comment j'essaye de connaître Dieu, mais je voudrais savoir comment vous cherchez à connaître.
He says he was at your conference last night, and he's there when you describe how human life is meant for knowing God. So now he wishes to ask you a question. What is our process for coming to know God?
And it is very simple. It is not at all difficult. Just like in your body, you are the soul, important active principle. That's right.
Right. C'est ça, 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 à comprendre. Quand on voit que dans notre corps, tout le principe actif, le principe vivant, l'âme.
Similarly, this huge, gigantic, cosmic manifestation must have some active principle, that is God.
Et de même, l'énorme manifestation cosmique doit également avoir un principe actif, et c'est Dieu.
So what is the difficulty to understand God?
Donc, quelle est la difficulté pour comprendre Dieu?
Il est toujours difficile de comprendre Dieu, mais je m'informe, je veux savoir comment vous faites dans la prière, dans l'étude, pour chercher à connaître Dieu. C'est une information que je cherche, ce n'est pas une question que je pose.
For example, in our prayers, in our studies, what is our...
First of all, let us understand what is God. Then prayer.
Oui.
If we do not understand God, then what is prayer?
D'abord, nous essayons de préciser la définition du mot Dieu, de la personne. Dieu. Après, il y a la prière à lui. Et pour nous, d'abord, il faut définir à qui nous prions.
If we understand that there is the active principle, then we pray, we have already discussed. Janmatastajataha annayatisatatastra tekravindya. I pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Master, who is the origin of all creation. This is the active principle. There is. So, and how is working? You have to explain.
Donc, la première chose que l'on comprend, c'est que Dieu est le principe actif derrière toute chose. Donc, nous avions lu dans ce verset du Shrimad Bhagavatam que à l'origine était Dieu, la personne
qui... In the beginning of Bhagavatam, I am offering this prayer.
Donc, au début du Shrimad Bhagavatam, on offre notre prière.
So the process is that I offer my all respect to the Absolute Truth, Supreme Truth, from whom the creation has taken place, everything is resting, working nicely, and after an instant, it will go there.
Donc, la première chose, c'est que l'on offre,
vous
comprenez, on offre nos respects à Dieu, la personne suprême, la vérité absolue de tous les âmes en qui tout réside dans votre manifestation et où tout retournera après la destruction.
And when you study what is the nature of the original source, it is said, avidyam, cognizant. He knows everything. Just like I am the owner of this body, I am soul. But still I do not know how the body is working. I'm eating, but I do not know how my eatables are transformed into secretion, then goes to the heart, and of course they have discovered something, but not fully. So I do not know what is going on within my body. I do not know how many hairs are there. But God knows everything, nook and corner of the whole universe.
Lorsqu'on étudie la nature de Dieu, la première chose qu'on apprend, c'est qu'il faut la connaissance totale. Nous-mêmes, au contraire, nous sommes également possesseurs de notre corps, mais nous ne connaissons pas parfaitement notre corps. On connaît naturellement la chose qui se passe dans la digestion, mais franchement, on mange, on ne sait pas exactement ce qui se produit, on ne sait pas combien on a des choses sur la tête. Enfin, on ne connaît pas toutes les caractéristiques dans notre corps. Au contraire, à Dieu,
but if we compare ourselves with God, that is impossible. Because naturally we get knowledge from others. We may question where from God got knowledge. Therefore it is stated there, Sarat. He hasn't got to take knowledge from anyone else. He is independently full of knowledge.
Dieu également, on ne peut pas exactement comparer Dieu au tel, parce que nous-mêmes, pour notre connaissance, nous devons dépendre d'autrui.
Donc,
ce serait impersonnel. Mais nous, il faut que nous posions des questions ensuite pour atteindre notre connaissance. Alors, finalement, pour dire, ben, et Dieu, d'où prend-il sa connaissance? C'est pour ça qu'il est dit dans les Écritures, dans le verset qu'il est croire. C'est-à-dire qu'il a une autre sa connaissance totalement indépendamment. Il n'a pas besoin de demander à autrui.
On the other hand, he imparted knowledge to Brahma, the first creation of this universe.
Mais par contre, c'est lui qui a donné la connaissance à Brahma, le premier être créé.
That knowledge is called Vedic knowledge.
Cette connaissance qu'il a donnée à Brahma est ce qu'on appelle la connaissance Vedic.
That means Vedic knowledge is coming from God.
Ça veut donc dire que la connaissance Vedic vient de Dieu.
And it is being distributed through Brahma.
Et cette connaissance, elle se transmise à travers Brahma.
And he is so mysterious that even learned scholars become bewildered to understand him.
Et il est tellement mystérieux que même les sages, les érudits, les plus grands érudits sont déroutés lorsqu'il s'agit de le comprendre.
And this material world, although it is temporary, it appears to be fair on account of being energy of God.
Et bien que ce monde matériel soit temporaire, semble être une réalité à cause de...
Du fait que ce monde vient de lui.
Et à cause du fait que le monde vient de lui.
Je voudrais poser une question. Dieu est conçu comme intervenir, comme intervient au cœur humain aussi. Il est à la fois le Dieu transcendant qui crée l'univers et le Dieu qui est dans le cœur humain. Aussi, je pense que la question se pose est-ce qu'on peut connaître Dieu directement et même sans les textes, par expérience directe.
She said God is known as Antarjami, the witness in the heart. Does that mean that we can have a direct experience of God without going through the scriptures?
Yeah, that is the practice of yoga.
Oui, on peut le faire par la pratique du yoga.
Mais la pratique ou la prapatie, mais comme c'est un moyen de prapatie. I guess if you have the idea of prapatie, of surrender.
Yes.
This is the way to God, directly.
Yes, that is the real purpose.
It is
bhakti yoga.
Prapatti
is bhakti yoga. Prapatti means bhakti. That's why I can surrender unto you when I have got full faith and devotion unto you. Otherwise I cannot. That is one thing. If we simply surrender to God, then everything is complete. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, the prapatti is described. Bahunan janmanamante jnanavan mam prapadyate. This one. After many, many births of philosophical speculation or personal endeavor to understand what is God, when he is actually wise, he surrenders.
Et ce nom de Prabhupada est expliqué dans la Bhagavad Gita, où il est dit qu'après des milliers de vies de spéculation, c'est-à-dire de recherche individuelle, empirique, au nom de Dieu, celui qui est vraiment sage s'abandonne à Dieu.
And it is said next line, Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samatma Sudullam. Vasudeva Krishna is everything. When he understands this, then his knowledge is perfect. But such kind of Mahatma, their soul is very rare tradition.
Et ensuite, dans ce même verset, il
est
dit, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, c'est-à-dire que Vasudeva, Dieu, est tout ce qui existe. Et Samatma Sudullam, veut dire que les ceux qui comprennent ce fait,
oui, mais il y a certaines écoles de philosophie indienne qui disent que ceux qui ne veulent justement pas étudier les textes, ou qui ne sont pas intelligents, ou qui sont hors des castes et qui n'ont pas le droit d'étudier le Veda, ceux-là peuvent trouver Dieu directement par l'abandon, indépendamment de toutes autres choses. Alors, justement, est-ce que Dieu peut atteindre tout le monde dans le monde entier?
So she said that she's also explaining that those who are not intelligent enough to study, who are out of caste, so they don't have the right to study, then she said that they can attain God's purity by surrendering unto God.
Yes, that is. It does not require education, knowledge, and anything.
Vous avez tout à fait raison. Il n'y a pas besoin d'éducation, de connaissance, de quoi que ce soit pour pouvoir.
He agrees to surrender to the lotus feet of God, then his life is perfect. That is stated in the Vedic literature. Aradhita yadi hari tapasa tapaskim. If one has surrendered himself to the lotus feet of God and worshipped him, there is no more need of austerity and penance.
Il est dit en effet, dans les écritures, que si une personne s'abandonne au Seigneur et adore le Seigneur, cette personne aura minimum besoin d'austérité et de pénitence.
And Nara Vita Devi Hari Kabakata Tapkin. If one has not learned how to surrender to God and worship Him, then all his austerities, knowledge are useless.
Il est dit en outre que si une personne n'a pas appris à s'abandonner à Dieu et à adorer Dieu, de toute sa connaissance, tout ses austérités, tout ses pénitences, elle ne peut pas être utile.
Antar Gohi Devi Hari Kabakata Tapkin. If one can see God within and outside, then where is the necessity of austerity?
Il est dit également que si une personne est capable de voir Dieu à l'extérieur de lui-même et en lui-même, quelle est la nécessité pour les socialités?
Nara vita, nantat vahidadi hari sabusatata. If one has not learned to see God within and without, then where is the value of his austerity?
Et naturellement, si une personne n'a pas appris à s'abandonner à Dieu et à adorer Dieu, connaître Dieu, quelle a été l'utilité alors de toute cette austérité, quelle a été l'utilité de toute cette pénitence?
Therefore, God's realization is the only business of the human being.
C'est pour cela que réaliser Dieu est le seul vrai devoir d'un être humain.
Saint Paul le dit avec
très bien. Une question, je ne sais pas.
Vous avez eu, oui, c'est que tout à l'heure, le maître disait qu'il fallait d'abord apprendre à connaître Dieu et ensuite prier. Alors, il vient de dire maintenant que...
So, well, first he said that first we must learn about God, and then we will know how to pray to God. And now you say that once we render to God, one has no need to learn about Him first.
But at least we say, unless you have learned what is God, that means you have to learn God.
D'abord, il faut connaître Dieu, mais pas dans le sens académique.
C'est
Dieu qui ne connaît pas Dieu, c'est Dieu qui
ne connaît pas
Dieu.
C'est Dieu.
He said that, but God reveals Himself to us.
Yes, that is fair. If you are actually devoted, then God will reveal.
Oui,
c'est
vraiment vous et à Dieu, Dieu se révèle.
That is stated in the Vedic language. Atas Sri Krishna Namadi Namavi Gayam Indriya. You cannot understand the form, name, attributes, pastimes of God by these blunt senses. These senses, present senses, cannot realize. Atas Sri Krishna Namadi Namavi Gayam Indriya. Indriya means sense. Then how to realize? Sevan Oke Hi Jivadu. When you begin service with your tongue, then gradually God reveals. The tongue means we can do two businesses with the tongue. One is talking and one is eating. So, if you engage your tongue in glorifying God, and if you eat God's prasadam, then you will.
Il est dit également dans les Vedic, on ne peut absolument pas connaître Dieu simplement grâce à nos sens. Mais si on sert Dieu, à ce moment-là, Dieu se révèle à nous. Et la meilleure manière de servir Dieu, c'est avec notre langue. La langue, c'est deux choses. D'un côté, elle parle, et de l'autre, elle mange. Et elle nous permet de manger. Donc, on peut glorifier Dieu, on peut s'abandonner à Dieu, et se révèle à nous, si on le glorifie. Le premier aspect de la capacité de la langue. Parce qu'on glorifie continuellement Dieu, également lorsqu'on mange le prasadam, qui est la nourriture consacrée au Seigneur.
Therefore, these young boys and girls from Europe and America, they're being taught, use the tongue for Krishna, chant Hare Krishna and eat Krishna Prasadam.
Pour cela, tous les jeunes gens qui sont en Europe,
and as practical leaders, although they are very young, still they have realized God, Krishna, far advanced than anyone.
Ils ont plus réalisé Dieu que beaucoup d'autres personnes, que n'importe qui d'autre.
They have forgotten all material things, illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, gambling. They are simply devoted to the service of Krishna.
Nous avons donné toutes les choses matérielles, donc ils n'ont plus de viande, ils n'ont point plus d'intoxicants, ils ne perdent plus leur temps à du jeu inutile, ils n'ont plus de rapport sexuel inutile. Et ils font simplement du service à Dieu, complètement dévoués au service.
Because they have engaged their tongue in chanting Hare Krishna mantra, they have forgotten all kinds of intoxication in people. The American government spent millions of dollars to stop their alleged habits. They could not stop even one man. Like as soon as they come to Krishna consciousness, they immediately.
En Amérique, par exemple, ils dépensent des millions de dollars pour arriver à stopper les stupéfiants, les questions en termes de LSD là-bas. Ils n'ont pas pu arrêter une seule personne. Mais tous ceux qui viennent ici, immédiatement, ils arrêtent tout le monde.
Thank you. So let us join together and push on this movement. Chanting the holy name of God. I don't say that he takes Krishna, the name of. If you have got any other name, you can chant.
Il y a d'ailleurs des rapports entre les psaumes, la louange de Dieu dans les psaumes et puis la louange.
Il ne veut pas dire que simplement chanter ou réciter le nom Krishna, simplement réciter le nom de Dieu.
Bien, quand vous louerez Dieu, vous pensez à nous, et quand nous louerons Dieu, nous penserons à
Therefore, as you are glorifying God, we hope you will think of us, just as when we glorify God, we will think of you.
Thank you.
J'ai donc été hier de l'exordre d'un certain moment de la réunion en
cours.
Gradually, this population of the world are becoming a change.
Very degraded.
That I was discussing from Bhagavatam, how people will degrade in this age. And this is due to lack of God
consciousness.
C'est un peu une provocation de notre réunion hier. Alors, quelques-uns ont réagi parce qu'ils se sont réagissés atteints dans un certain nombre d'affirmations qu'ils rejettent, soit sur le plan de l'État, soit sur le plan de Dieu.
Your lecture yesterday evening was very objectionable to many of the young people who made so much disruption. They found many of the things you were discussing.
Because the young people, they are degrading. They do not acknowledge authority.
That's the point.
You do not acknowledge authority.
When they saw how much we were speaking authority, they rejected it.
So that is just a degradation. They cannot accept any authority. And knowledge cannot advance without authority.
la cause de la connaissance ne peut pas avancer sans autorité, sans, sans une base d'autorité.
Vous gagnez beaucoup, c'est un peu de se retrouver avec vous sur ce terrain, la nécessité de l'autorité, le respect dû à toute autorité qui vient de Dieu.
But one thing I may say, that your disobedience to the authority has begun from their fathers. Because in the Bible it is said, thou shalt not kill. And that father sinned in killing business. So, naturally, their generation of leaders.
Vous avez pu avoir des discussions pas mal avec eux dans la sortie entre les groupes de dispersés.
What did he say? There was much discussion after the meeting last night.
Oh, yes.
There was
a total attendance yesterday was close to 2,000 people, and at least 1,000 people stayed until 12 o'clock.
Okay, 10 o'clock.
All right. The manager of the hall was pleading with us to ask them to leave. We wanted to go home.
C'est bien qu'un émile qui est tenu pour s'instruire, s'informer, comprendre.
She says it's very good that so many stay to find out more information, to ask.
Any reasonable man will find that this man has a
Il dit que quiconque, un homme avec le moindre sens de raisonnable, il va rester, il va discuter, il va s'inquiéter.
There is a statement from Chaitanya Charitam. Chaitanya dayar katha karah bhicha. Just consider and then give your judgment after studying the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is never recommended to take it blindly. Karah bhicha. Just judge with reason and argument.
Il y a même ce verset qui se trouve dans un livre qui s'appelle Chaitanya Charitamrita qui est, s'il vous plaît, simplement appliquez votre logique, votre intelligence afin de comprendre la miséricorde de Dieu. Et dans le texte, c'est une référence au Seigneur Chaitanya, la dernière incarnation de Krishna, 5 fois en bengali.
Il
ne
faut pas simplement accepter
aveuglément,
il faut essayer de comprendre.
Vichar karile chitte pare samasta. If you consider it the logic and judgment, then it might be sublime.
Et si vous considérez de cette manière, avec logique, avec raisonnement, intelligence, vous trouverez quelque chose de presque divin.
So an interpretation of the scripture, whether it be Bible or Bhagavad Gita, cannot simply be an opinion, but it must be based on logic and reason.
Yes. That's right. In the Bible it is said, there are only word in the beginning. So, in the beginning there was a word. That means that word is not the word of this material creation.
It's like the Guru Maharaj. They said that you can't chant the name Krishna because it's simply a material sound. They said the name is material.
The rascal does not understand. What is this sound?
Mm-hmm.
He does not see that there was more before Christ.
Also, in Revelation in the Bible, it states that in the spiritual world there is no need for sun or moon.
Yes.
Because the body of God is given up.
No, the residence also. They're bright.
They're illuminated.
They're in the sun planet. All the inhabitants, they are fire lords.
They told me before they came that it was only 1 hour.
I said 1 hour has passed. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
And this is Islam. Come on.
What
it is?
I would like to ask you what you think of the Hebraic Kabbalah.
Huh?
I would like to ask you what you think of the Hebraic Kabbalah.
Yes. I do not know.
Yes, do you have an opinion on the Hebrew scripture, the Kabbalah?
No, I'm not there. Neither there is, I do not know. I do not.
Oh. Madame
Lévy, je n'ai pas beaucoup de temps, mais c'est ça. Ce que j'aimerais savoir, c'est ce que vous pensez du problème de la mort, ce qui se passe au moment de la mort.
She likes to know about the problem of death, what's happening at the time of death.
So as you prepare yourself, because just like in dream, we think what we have actually performed. Similarly, the mental condition at the time of death will be prepared as we are doing in our usual life.
Selon vos actions pendant votre vie, tout comme dans vos rêves, il va se passer ce que vous, avez pensé.
You understand English?
Mental, à ce moment-là, à votre temps de la mort, c'est selon ce, vos actions passées qui se sont déroulées qui vont décider de ce qui va se passer.
Oui, je croyais que les pensées étaient plus importantes que les actes.
She believes that the thoughts are more important than the acts.
But she said, perhaps thoughts are more important than actions.
Yeah. Thoughts are the subtle action.
Les pensées sont les actions subtiles.
Oui. Mais par rapport au problème de l'au-delà, est-ce que les pensées ne sont pas plus importantes que les actes? Est-ce que les pensées ont informé les actes?
Qui sait, d'accord, compared to the problem of the beyond, the seven beyond. The thoughts are more important than the action because the thoughts are
the thoughts begin the action.
The action begins the action.
Yeah. Therefore, we give thoughts beyond your present thoughts from the authority in Vedic scripture.
Donc, nous basons nos pensées au-delà des actes sur les écritures védiques.
Est-ce que vous pensez que dans les temps prochains, il y aura une union de toutes les formes et de toutes les recherches religieuses?
Do you think, in the future, it's going to be all religious movements together?
Do you think that in the future, all religions and all these spiritual groups will come together and form one group?
There is no all religion. There is only one religion. One who deviates, he creates another.
Promettre dit qu'il n'y a pas plusieurs religions, il y a seulement une religion. C'est seulement ceux qui se dévient du chemin créent des autres religions.
Religion means there is God and we should be obedient to God. This is religion.
Religion signifie il y a Dieu et nous devons être obéissants à Dieu.
Oui. Oui, donc il n'est pas nécessaire de passer par une voie distincte, par un chemin précis.
She said, therefore, it's not necessary to go by one special path.
No, there is no special path. There is only one path. There, God is there. God is great. And we are all subordinate to God. That's all.
Il dit qu'il n'y a pas, ce n'est pas une question qu'il y ait plusieurs chemins. Il y a un chemin, c'est Dieu est
grand. Hindus, they accept this.
I think that each man finds his own way. And that some people, because of the blood that they have, because of who they have been before, can go
back. We accept this principle that God is great and we are all subordinate to Him.
My principle is life. That there is only the life. If some people wish to call it God, they can call it God.
Yes.
They wish to call it Jesus Christ.
We also say that. We are all life and God is the supreme life. That's right.
God is, for me, is a word. It's a word which no one can understand, and no one can say what is God.
Simply you understand.
I understand the life.
I mean, you understand. You say God is what? That means you understand God.
No.
Then why do you say God is
what? I say God cannot be explained.
No, no, why do you say? If you do not know God, how do you say like
that?
If you do not know the subject matter, you say that God is not man. Then how can you speak of God?
I do not speak of God.
Then you are speaking that God is what? You say God is what?
No, I say God is only a word, and that's why I cannot speak of God, because it's a word and it cannot explain.
You have got this word, right? You speak all these contradictory things.
No, I say that I cannot speak of God because it is a word.
That means you do not know what is God. That's all I said.
I speak of the light.
Then you know God. You say either way, that you know. Sometimes you say, do not know, sometimes you know.
No, no, no. Sometimes
yes.
You say you know the light. That means you know God. For you, God is light. If you know God, no. I will say it once, and once only.
And you say that so God is right.
So will we understand?
You say God is right.
Yes.
Then you know God. Then why do you say, God cannot do not?
I say that God is a word.
You say light or what? What is the difference?
I mean, even what I feel right here, and that is God for me.
That means you feel sometimes something else, that is God.
I feel the light here.
Any light you feel. First of all, let us know.
I feel the light here.
Yes, anywhere. Light is here also.
And that's all it is.
That's all right. Light is here also.
Light is here.
So that's all right. Then why do you say that you do not know God? You know. God is light.
Because for me, God is merely a word. How can you explain God with a word?
I think you've been defeated.
No, I don't think I've been defeated. Yeah. And I'm not warring. I'm not making war with you. I simply want to understand.
And you pick up one thing. You say, God is light. That word light is God?
God is light. I say there is only light. I say there is only light.
Only light?
Yes.
But that is God.
I do not speak of God, I speak of light.
Then you do not know God. You accept one position.
I say there is light.
That's all right. But you do not know whether light is God.
What is God? Explain to me what is God.
Let's talk with him, you simply waste my time.
If you can explain to me what is God, I would
try and take him. You go and he'll explain to you.
He cannot explain to me.
Then you go out. What can I do? I cannot question.
You cannot explain to me what is God. I speak of light.
But you know everything. What can I explain? You know
everything. I speak of light. I don't say I know everything, but I speak of light. That's all. That's all I said. Oh, I'll come. Anyway, we can't continue, but
we will continue.
Est-ce qu'il n'y a pas une injustice dans l'ordre de la différence des êtres dans leur capacité de divin?
Yeah, is there some inequalities
in the sense that some people are have more receptivity towards the divine than other people.
It's an injustice.
Yes. That I explained, Satogun, Rajogun, Tamog. Those who are in Satogun, they can understand easily. Those who are in Rajogun, they are very difficult. And those who are in Tamogun, they cannot.
Selon les degrés de la puberté, la trois modes de la nature matérielle, qui sont Satogun, Rajogun, Tamogun, qui sont les modes de la pureté, les modes de la passion, les modes de l'ignorance. Et ceux qui sont dans le mode de la pureté comprennent plus facilement. Ceux qui sont dans le mode de la passion ont beaucoup plus de difficultés, ceux qui sont dans le mode de l'ignorance n'arrivent pas.
Oui, mais ça peut être très déterminé par leur appareil glandulaire, hein, par leurs hormones.
She says that the covering, is this degree of covering, whether they are in goodness or passion and ignorance, is that a question of their physical body? Is it a question of their hormones or chemical state?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a chemical state that some people are more covered than others by the books of nature?
Covered means with some dirty things, that's all.
But
that's like the sun is covered by the cloud. That leaves it like that.
La couverture, c'est quelque chose qui est impropre, si vous voulez, comme par moment, le soleil est recouvert par les nuages.
Et l'importance de la restitution du nom a beaucoup de conséquences pour l'individu, pour l'être.
She asks, by repeating the mantra, the name of God, that more...
It becomes purified.
Nous devons nous purifier.
You give the example all the time. The more you polish the mirror, the more the light can shine.
Souvent, le sommet donne l'exemple que plus nous polissons le miroir, plus la lumière nous
sort. Donc, il faut répéter un très grand nombre de fois à tout.
Therefore, we have to repeat a lot of times in the name of God a day. Mm-hmm.
Pour que la vérité se
présente. Je vous remercie pour moi.
Je
suis très content. Je suis très content. Je suis très content.
She is very happy to meet you and she thanks you.
Thank you.
At the time of death, one inscription to his mind on the name of God will go back to God.
Mm. Et aussi, notre maître explique souvent que, autant au moment de la mort, si nous fixons notre esprit sur le nom de Dieu, donc nous retournons à Dieu.
Allez.
Time to see the progress as far as.